publication. Lovecraft apparently put the essay aside when the fantasy fan folded. Although he intended to work on it again at a later date, it was left unfinished at the time of his premature death in 1937. It was this final, yet not completely revised, version of supernatural horror in literature which Lovecraft's disciples August Derleth and Donald Wandre included in their first collection of their mentor's best short stories, The Outsider and Others, 1939, the first book published under their Arkham House imprint, named after a fictitious New England town Lovecraft created. Since then, Arkham has brought most of the author's work, stories, essays, verse, and several volumes of correspondence, back into print, and supernatural horror in literature has been widely reissued in collections and also as a single volume. In the mid-1940s, the American critic Edmund Wilson, who was not a fan of Lovecraft's fiction, wrote, "Lovecraft himself, however, is a little more interesting than his stories. His long essay on the fiction of supernatural horror is a really able piece of work. He shows his lack of sound literary taste in his enthusiasm for Machen and Dunsany, whom he more or less acknowledged as models, but he had read comprehensively in this field. He was strong on the Gothic novelists, and writes about it